Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I am so delighted. Place to go. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
B. Mitchell Finley, Christmas week. Hope everybody got their presents, got them all wrapped up, traveling to see family, and has a great holiday. We are really excited right now to get on the Rude Guest Hotline and talk to a Burgundy and Gold legend, Mr. Joe Theismann. Joe T., what's up, man? How are you? Merry Christmas.
I'm good. Good morning to you guys, and Merry Christmas and Happy New Year's to all. Happy New Year to all.
Joe, they're starting to reach out to people that used to play quarterback, man. You been throwing lately?
You know, it's interesting, B. Mitch, for asking. When I saw Philip Rivers sign, I just I decided to pick up a football and walk outside. And I'm thinking, you know, I might be at the far end of that age list, but you know, why not give it a try? You know what I'm saying?
Hey, man, got you. Anything's possible these days.
You know what's crazy is when I finished playing back in '85. If you were 35 years old, they couldn't get you out the door quick enough.
Yeah.
Today, if you're 35, you're looking at probably a 4 to 5 year career after that. I mean, you look at Joe Flacco and Aaron, and you know, obviously with with what's going on with Philip, I admire him. I think it's terrific. He's always had that great person. He's a bigger than life personality, and you know, I thought he did a heck of a job up in Seattle. But if I'm going to play him, I'm not going to guard anything outside the numbers, because he's not going to get it there in any reasonable amount of time.
Totally.
Oh,
we'll get to watch it tonight.
Great.
Niners-Colts tonight.
Yeah.
Joe, you know, this year has been tough. It's been tough to watch. Saturday against the Eagles, I thought they had a pretty good game plan, and then Marcus goes down, and, you know, Johnson steps in, has a really bad turnover, and it kind of swung that game. When you get to this point, they're 4-11, 2 games left. The Cowboys on Christmas Day in, 3 days? Like, what are you watching for?
Effort. I'm looking for effort. The brawl at the end, I didn't agree with the two-point conversion. But, hey, that's the other coach's decision. I mean, for you to get upset about somebody trying to do something with their football team isn't the way to look at it. It's what's your football team going to do? You know, it's like everybody used to complain all the time, the New England Patriots, I hate them. Why? Because they win. Well, if you don't want them to win, beat them. And in this case, if you didn't want them to score the two points, stop it. And, you know, everybody gets chippy around this time of year, especially when you're losing. Yeah, Mitch knows this as well as I do. It's no fun going to work. Winning is what makes going to work fun. But now it becomes a question of, as a part of a team, each individual making up their mind that they're going to go out and do the best that they can. It almost becomes a selfish kind of an attitude. I have to do my job the best possible way. You know, I'm hoping the guy next to me feels the same way. But it was, you know, it's been a disastrous year from, you know, from the get-go, from injury after injury after injury. And, you know, we talked about this not too long ago about Jaden coming back. I'm glad they've shut him down now. You know, it isn't because of the record. It's just because, and I've said this, is he able to protect himself? Are we able to protect him? Just to have him out on the field to get reps doesn't make sense. And, you know, I mean, it's a short week, too. I don't know what Marcus's status is. Is he going to be able to go on Thursday?
It doesn't.
They don't know.
It's day-to-day. But he got stitches in his right hand, his throwing hand, and he's nursing a quad injury. So I feel like, honestly, Joe, you're the perfect person to ask. I don't know if you ever had stitches on your throwing hand, but could you play through that?
I broke my throwing hand. I've broken, you know, you get your thumb bent back. I've had the top of the hand with cracks, and yeah, you can play. Aaron Rodgers has done it, even though it's on his left hand. And
Herbert
Shadur yesterday's pinky was all messed up. But it just depends. Can you grip the ball? That's the thing is how comfortable are you throwing the football? And only Marcus can make that decision, and the coaches observing what he is doing and how he's doing it will be able to make that decision. I would think, you know, he's a heck of a warrior. I'll tell you that. This guy has stepped in so many different situations. You know, the ultimate admiration for him. Now the question is, can you function and do your job? You know, heart is one thing, but being able to go out and physically be able to do the things that you need to do to give this team a chance to win, that's another question.
There's some great medicine out there, but sometimes that medicine don't work. And when it doesn't work, you can't go out there.
I mean, you can't numb certain things on your. You can't numb your right hand.
Yeah.
You know, you might be able to numb the left, but you can't numb anything on the right because you have to feel the ball. You have to be able to handle the ball. I don't know what the weather is going to be like. Well, it's going to be good. It's down in Dallas, I think. So it'll be, you know, it'll be okay. But, you know, I just think that if Josh has got to go, and that's the other thing, too, is how many reps can you get Josh before he has to play on Thursday?
Yeah.
How many reps? And this was the other thing I was thinking about.
These are going to be like light walkthrough
maybe
practices.
Tomorrow they get a little something.
Yeah.
Because Wednesday is Saturday again. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right.
Walkthrough. But, D. Mitch, it's funny. I remember I used to love to play. We played Thanksgiving Day. We played Christmas Day. I mean, I played on a lot of short weeks. Heck, when I was in Canada, we played 3 days in 10 days. We did a Western swing, Vancouver, Saskatchewan, and Edmonton. We went out and played 3 games in 10 days. The only thing that's good about that is you really can't the game plan can't change very much. You're going to have to. Now it boils down to execution. It boils down to guys, you know, being in the right place, guys making tackles, guys making plays, guys making catches. That's what it boils down to now, because this isn't any smoke and mirrors. There's no game planning situation like that. This is going to be guys going out and playing, and you. What I'm looking for is effort. What kind of effort? And you know, I appreciate the guys had each other's back after the Philly game. You know, I mean,
I
appreciate that a lot.
Yep, I agree with that, man, totally. Because you know, you can see those situations where some guys don't support their teammates, and that could become a problem in the locker room right there.
Absolutely.
But I thought Bobby also had a great conversation with Saquon. I mean, when you really, you know, emotions, our game is an emotional game. And sometimes you make emotional decisions that aren't good. Hitting somebody in a helmet with a hand is not a good decision. Okay. Nah. And then you forget about the economics of it when the league looks at it. But the risk of breaking a bone, busting a finger, you know, because you're not going to do anything to the guy's head, for goodness sakes.
Right.
I mean, so I thought, you know, I read a little bit of that this morning where, you know, Bobby had a conversation with him, and, you know, that's the leader of the football team. And what a year he's had. in a very tough situation. What you know, every time you look up in a game, Bobby's making a play.
Well, Joe, that's why my move was the uppercut. Catch that chin.
You know what the problem would be is it would probably get hung up in the face mask and then roll over and something else would happen, Mitch.
That's why you wore that low face mask, right, Joe, to eliminate the uppercut.
They could get to me real easy, just from a little bar, you know. I mean, you know, here goes another broken nose. Only had seven of them, but, you know, here, hey, what the heck?
Joe, you may be aware of this, but because you mentioned Bobby, I just knowing who you are as a person and like all your different business endeavors, Bobby Wagner just graduated from Howard for his MBA. He just graduated Howard Business School and is going to walk the stage in May at graduation. Like, how cool is that to see a player of his stature that's a no doubt Hall of Famer still working to better himself in all capacities?
There's a guy that has his priorities in order. He wanted to get his education. He committed himself to get his education. Well, this is why he's the player he is. I mean, you look at him getting his MBA, taking the time to go to school. First of all, what your body goes through playing the position that he plays is incredible. Your mind also has to be right. And then you add the educational aspect to it. And you just have to step back and admire the man. Admire the man, the decisions he's made, the commitment that he has made, to, as you say, to better himself. All the admiration and love in the world goes to him. I mean, it's just and there are other guys that have gone on to get their degrees. Some have gone on to be doctors and just make that commitment. And good for them. I just, you know, people say, well, you know, you can only give so much to this game. And then actually being able to do something else helps your mind. I remember Joe Gibbs, when Coach left our game the first time to go spend more time in NASCAR, when he came back, I talked to players on the team, and they said, you know, he's a different man. He has a different mindset. His delivery is different. We see, you know, because you're not totally consumed, which this game can do to you, totally consume you. And you lose focus of the things around you. And I think it gave Joe a different perspective, a little bit of life and different things. So, you know, I think in Bobby's case, congratulations to him. And, you know, we're all proud of the fact that you did what you did and are doing what you do.
Talking with our friend Joe Theismann here, MVP of the NFL in 1983. You can give Joe a follow at Theismann7, two N's in Theismann. Joe, kind enough to join us on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude makes the most reliable HVAC equipment.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the DMV. Joe T, you've been very kind with us throughout the season on these Mondays. I'm curious, I don't know that we talked to you since they decided to shut Jaden down for the year. Where were you on that decision? The only thing Dan Quinn made clear yesterday is that even with the quarterback injury,
he ain't coming back.
It's not going to be Jaden.
No.
It sounds like understand where they came from.
Yeah, thank you. I just, you know, when you sit them down for this one, you're not going to bring them back for another one. I mean, I don't know if Sam is eligible to come to dress or not. I don't know his status when it comes to IR and everything else, but I do know that I felt that when Jaden got injured, if the doctors cleared him, and said he was physically okay to be able to go and play, that was something. But then there was another element I thought about. It isn't just the fact that you go and play and execute the things you have to as a quarterback, throw the ball, hand off, all that kind of stuff, run out of bounds, slide, protect yourself. But what happens, and this is what happened, here's the what if. What if you throw an interception and you go to try and make a tackle and you get blocked? The instinct is to put your arm out and you know, break the fall. Yeah. And basically that's what happened. He landed on it, and this is the right decision. They tried to put him back out. And even if this was a critical playoff game, you still have to take into consideration, can the player protect themselves from any type of a freakish injury? And we found out Jaden couldn't. You know, I was all in favor of him going back to work if he could stay healthy.
Yeah.
But once he went down again, that was it. No. There's no reason to put him in harm's way. He is the face of our franchise. He is the franchise quarterback going forward. He's proven he has incredible abilities. Now he's going to have time to rest. And knowing the kind of a player he is, knowing the kind of a person he is, I know he's going to work super hard through this offseason to do everything he can to get himself ready for next year's season. And then, I mean, you look at our football team. There's pieces everywhere that can get a fit. The one thing that we have as an advantage that a lot of teams don't is our quarterback doesn't cost us $60 million or $50 million or $40 million at this stage. So as Adam puts and Dan puts this team back together, they take the pieces of the puzzle to bring them in. You look at the older ones, how much performance can you get out of them and what's their salary? You find out who's out there and you're able to bring in to the need positions that we have. And like I said, they're multiple. But yet we're in a position, I believe, that we can economically afford to make some decisions to upgrade in positions where a lot of teams aren't.
Yeah, it should be some money out there.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to pay Tunsil a big number, but outside of that, they're going to have money to spend.
He won't take all of it.
Yeah.
No.
Joe, what do you think is the biggest – obviously you need Jaden healthy and back – at his best, but like, what do you think is the biggest need roster wise?
Gosh, you know, JP, I've watched and thought, and I figure you're going to ask me this. And there's, you know, complimentary wide receiver. Certainly, you know, Terry going through what he went through for the time that he missed didn't help at all. I the way this league has evolved, what I would seek is an athletic downfield tight end. We've got people who can block, but you need to work the middle of the football field. You know, Ertz, God bless him. Zach, I mean, but he's one of those guys you got to look at. How much is left in the tank? How much is left in Debo's tank? How much is left in Bobby's tank? How much, you know, you look at these different players and say, you know, if we get another year out of them, great, but we need to figure out who to plug into the running back situation. You know, explosive plays. We didn't have a lot of explosive plays like we did last year. You know, last year was a great situation as it turned out. It was a nightmare for us going forward because every game that we won last year in the last minute, we lost this year, starting with the Bears. It's, you know, last year started with the Bears, this year started with the Bears, and it went in an entirely different direction.
Totally.
But I think you have to look at, I would love to see Jeremiah Love as a part of this football team. I think he's an exceptional running back with exceptional skills. But, you know, and God bless, you know, those Rodriguez and Billy, those guys. You look at the effort that they put forth, but I think that's a situation they have to look at. But I would really think about finding a tight end who can work the middle of the football field. And it, you know, you just, because you can't, you know, you can't attack the middle of the football field with necessarily the roster that we have. I think that's one of the areas I think is a big area of need, to be able to spread the ball around, to be able to have, you know, Cliff have options to be able to do things with.
You know, tight end position is something special these days.
It is. It is. I mean, it's become like, you know, I think the position. I mean, obviously Travis Kelce, what he did in Kansas City is interesting, but you look at, you know, you look at Detroit without Laporta. You look around the league, you know, Dallas, they use their tight end an awful lot. They've got, you know, compliments around them. But to me, I think that's one area that can be used. Obviously, always a pass rusher. You can use a pass rusher. And here's the thing. This is another thing, too, that drives me crazy. Is the league is talking about going to 18 games. Who's going to play quarterback for 18 games in the National Football League in this day and age? I mean, I believe the number of quarterbacks that have started for in the league is right around 60 plus. Last year it was 61. And so, you know, what you see guys doing, you know, the Josh Allen's being able to play every game. You just, it's amazing. That's to me, besides his athleticism, besides his ability to play the position, the fact that he's there and able to do it every week. And he looked like he turned his ankle this past weekend, yesterday, again. But he'll line up and go. I don't know where they think they're going to get the players from if they go to 18. And you have to consider increasing the roster size on game day.
100%.
You have to have more people available to be able to play. And let the coaches figure out whether it's DL, whether it's outside rusher, linebacker, corner, wide receiver, you know, offensive line, whatever. But you've got to be able to give people the opportunity to be able to enjoy the game, because as you run out of these people, the fans become much more frustrated. And this game is all about appeasing the fans. But if you don't have the players if you don't have your stars on the field, you're not doing them a justice.
One quick thing, Joe, specifically you mentioned the tight end spot. Have you been frustrated, confused, surprised, whatever the term is, with Ben Sennett? When he does get the ball, he seems, you know, to make some plays. He just doesn't get the ball very often.
But he's not, you know, I'm looking for Clint Didier, okay? For anybody that doesn't know who Clint is, Clint was our move tight end. We had Donnie Warren, Doc Walker, and Clint Didier. Clint was our move guy. Clint was our guy down the field. You know, Dutch was a great blocker. Doc was right there with him. Doc could get down, but not like Clint could. And that's what you see. You see these hybrids. You know, like Pitts. You know, you look at the hybrid tight end today. Ben's not that guy. He's not that hybrid tight end. He leans, I think, a little bit more towards the blocking side, but I think that would certainly be something that could add to the offense as far as a weapon goes. We keep losing people. Every time you see somebody hold out in camp, it's inevitable. Mitch, you know this. It's inevitable they're going to get hurt. They're going to pull a hamstring. Because, first of all, training camps are a joke now. They don't get anybody ready for anything except to get hurt. I mean, the players aren't in condition because they can't be. Because they haven't been hit enough. You know, if you want to get beat up in camp to have yourself healthy and ready to go for the season, you don't want to go through camp and all of a sudden the first couple games you start losing people. And then now you got to start, you know, plug in somewhere, somebody.
Yeah. Joe, we always appreciate the time, man. Thank you.
Hey, great being with you guys. Like I say, have a wonderful Christmas, a safe one. You know, God bless everybody out there. And I would ask everybody to do this. If you get a chance to see somebody in uniform, just walk up and say thank you. Thank our military, our police force, first responders, anybody, firemen, anybody that's in a uniform. Just say thank you, because we're able to do the things we're able to do because they put their life on the line for us. And I hope everybody 100%. Has a safe and wonderful Christmas, and let your stockings be full of love.
All right.
Same to you, Joe. Merry
you
Christmas,
too, Joe.
Man. Thanks
for
your time, guys. Bye-bye.
All right, man.
The great Joe Theismann, kind enough to join us on the Rude Guest Hotline. Here's what we're going to do. Phone lines are now open. Hit the button. Jeff's not here. Ben, hit the button. 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. MGM National Harbor Listener Lines open for the foreseeable future. You mad about the two-pointer? Who do you want at quarterback? Do you want them to sign RG3? We're going to take all the crazies. Come on, hit us up. It's B. Mitchell Finley.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. Tis the season to be boosting on FanDuel, because this year you're getting 7 straight days of holiday rewards, each one waiting in the app for you to unwrap. Every day brings a new way to play, so keep checking in to see what drops next. And it all leads to Christmas Day special, where you can get something extra special. 7 days of gifts, one big finale. Your holiday football just got a whole lot brighter. Hey, head to FanDuel.com/Brian to get the holiday spirit. FanDuel, play your game. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years old and present in Virginia. Opt-in required. Rewards are non-withdrawable. Restrictions apply, including bonus and token expiration, leg requirements, and max wager amount. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.